Me.
Do.
Welcome to the Astronaut Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is Brittany Hyland. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Eric. This past week, the Astronaut has averaged just shy of 2,000 page views per day.
Woohoo!
We're really excited about it.
Yes, we are. Thank you guys so much for subscribing to us. We really appreciate every single one of you.
This is our trademark one-take podcast. We like to have fun with our podcast, and we hope that you do, too.
So sit back, strap in, and enjoy the ride.
Speaking of ride, Eric, today's podcast is all about the Lone Star Roundup that's taking place this weekend right here in Austin.
Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way.
You know, Britt, that's what the Astronaut is all about. The adventures that we find right here in Austin and our surrounding area.
Not about singing.
No, most definitely not about singing.
We are so glad that you've joined us today on the Astronaut Podcast. In recent posts on the Astronaut, we've talked about Green Texas, Hamilton Pool.
And a zombie album, Parkour in Austin.
The Bass Trop State Park reopening, and so much more.
Yeah, and if you haven't checked out our blog yet, check out theastronaut.com. That's AustinOT.com. And discover Austin with us. Just yesterday, we had an interview with General Manager of Austin City Limits, Tom Gimble.
I'm really excited about that upcoming post. He was a fascinating person. But are you ready to talk about the Lone Star Roundup?
Are you kidding? You know I love classic cars, and obviously we're all about Austin.
Combine those two, Eric, and you get the Lone Star Roundup.
You know, it's taking place today, tomorrow, and Sunday, right here in the live music capital of the world.
If you like classic cars, hot rods, great music, and the city of Austin, you are going to love the Lone Star Roundup.
They've been doing it for more than 10 years, and it's grown to be one of the best car shows in the U.S. of A.
It takes place at the Travis County Expo Center at 7311 Decker Lane, right here in the city.
And you'll find all activities going on all kinds of places over Austin, but specifically in the South Congress area, or SoCo as it's known to the locals.
It's only $10 admission to get into the Expo Center. That's for a wristband all weekend long, and kids 12 and under are free.
Yeah, and if you're in Austin this weekend, you really don't want to miss this. There's going to be live music all day today from 11 a.m. to midnight. I mean, it's already started.
Right, at 2:30 Friday, which again is today, the Leroy brothers are taking the music stage at the Travis County Expo Center, and then at 4:30, Bill Carter and the Blame, featuring Denny Freeman, will be on stage.
Ooh, and don't forget the mini bike races at the Rodeo Barn at 2 p.m.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, then there's more music tonight. At Joe's Coffee on South Congress, starting at 5:45, Herman the German, and then 7 p.m., the Horton Brothers, and at 8:30, the Go-Getters.
They're a band out of Sweden, aren't they?
Yeah, the Go-Getters are out of Sweden. And then at 10 p.m. tonight at Joe's Coffee in SoCo, they're showing Hot Rod movies on the big screen.
How fun. Any idea what they're going to be showing?
You know, I haven't heard yet, but I'm sure it's going to be good.
Or you could stop by the Continental Club for Marty Brom and Rosie Flores, followed by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Wanda Jackson at 10:15 p.m.
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, they say she's like the female Elvis. And the party at the Continental continues tonight with Southern Culture on the Skids that are starting at midnight.
You could also stop by Trophy's Bar at 2008 South Congress. They have the Thunder Chiefs at 9, the Jade Idol at 10:30, and don't miss the Ugly Beats at midnight.
Ugly Beats. I love it. Never a dull moment here in Austin, Britt.
There really never is. And while I love music, we really need to talk about the cars. Classic cars are such an important part of our culture as Americans.
You know, I love the lines on the cars, the steel. I mean, they just don't make them like this anymore. The leather, the grace of these cars, they're going to be all over SoCo.
In our travels, Eric, whenever we see a classic car show, we always seem to cast all other things aside and make the turn into that lot.
That is so true. There's just something so incomparably nostalgic about being around these gorgeous vehicles and the enthusiasts who keep it alive for the rest of us.
Makes me want to pop over to a drive-in and grab a milkshake and crank up the oldies.
Me too. The era of classic cars as well. Classic and something we can all rally around. After all, it's our culture, something that the people from all over the world enjoy about America.
We can't encourage you enough to bring out your family and your camera.
Yeah, talk to the car owners when you get out there and get to know this culture. They love to share it and they live to ride.
We're so glad the Lone Star Roundup is here in Austin this weekend, and we will be talking about Saturday and Sunday's lineup right after our quick break.
Yeah, and we hope you'll check out our blog, The Astronaut, and get to know us. But first, a short note to tell you about a little gem that we found right here in Austin.
You know, Eric, there are a lot of great blogs out there in Austin, but I want to share a special one with our listeners today called AreWeThereYetMom.com.
Oh, I really like this one. Rebecca's a fantastic writer and her content is great.
AreWeThereYetMom.com is an awesome travel blog from our friend Rebecca. Rebecca's a local Austin mom who loves to hit the road with her children and blog about her experiences. She focuses on fun family activities in Central Texas.
Yeah, she talks about what she recommends and what she thinks you should avoid, and how to make your family travel experiences even more enjoyable. Most importantly, she only reviews places that she's personally been to, and I really admire that.
To give you some examples of great content on Rebecca's blog recently, she has an article on geocaching 101.
Ooh, geocaching is a lot of fun. I've done that with my kids. That's awesome.
Yeah. AreWeThereYetMom.com also has an article on the art on the green exhibit at AMOA Art House Laguna Gloria, and top five things to do in Waco, New Braunfels, Austin, the Hill Country, and other places around the Austin area.
Yeah, definitely check out AreWeThereYetMom.com and let us know what you think. That's the letter R, then WeThereYetMom.com. And don't forget, today's podcast episode is brought to you by the letter R.
WeThereYetMom.com.
All right, Britt, we still need to wrap up the roundup, so what do we do?
Let's jump right in. Saturday is going to be a full day of activity for the Lone Star Roundup.
Yeah, the gates open at 10 a.m. at the Travis County Expo Center, and tickets are on sale still for $10, and kids 12 and under free.
You know what, Eric?
What?
We didn't even mention the Roundup swap meet and vending at the convention center.
Oh, true that. Well, listen, Britt, people just need to go. I mean, $10 and kids 12 and under free, one of the best car shows in America, live music, swap meet, vendors from all over the country, and it's in Austin? What's not to love?
This is going to be a great time for everyone. So let's see. Back to the lineup. Saturday from 11 to 4:30, you can catch Deke Dickerson, Marty Brom, and Rosie Flores again, James Burton, and Wanda Jackson on stage at the Expo Center.
Yeah, and nighttime kicks off at 5:45 at Joe's Coffee Shop on SoCo, where you can catch Charlie Hurton and the Hecklers, Jesse Dayton and Alejandro Escovedo and the Sensitive Boys.
I love these names. Then they'll be showing movies on the big screen again at Joe's in SoCo, starting around 10 p.m.
Yeah, the Continental Club will be rocking Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. with Denny Freeman and then James Burton, and then 10 with Southern Culture on the Skids at midnight.
And don't miss Pushrod, the Belfries, and Honky at Trophy's Bar. Those acts start at 9 p.m.
Now on Sunday, Britt, they have an event that sounds like a lot of fun.
Are you talking about the cruise out to the Classic Burger Joint?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. What's more American than classic cars, oldies, great burgers, and a community like Lone Star Roundup, Britt?
I don't know. Are you going to tell me?
I can't tell you, Britt, because honestly, I can't think of anything more American. I think everyone should join this classic car cruise to Ski Shores Cafe.
If you're interested in the cruise to the Ski Shores Cafe Burger Joint, what do you need to do?
It's easy. Just meet up at Joe's Coffee on South Congress at 11 a.m., and this is Sunday.
Right.
And then follow the cars.
After you're done with that, come on back to SoCo to wrap up the weekend at the Continental Club at 7:30 with Junior Brown.
Wow, Junior Brown's playing the Continental?
Yep. And right after Junior Brown, capping off the weekend, is Hay Bale with Red and Earl.
Can't miss Hay Bale. All right, so what a weekend, Britt. Anything else to share before we go?
We've got some great posts coming up on the Austinaut. We mentioned our interview with Austin City Limits GM Tom Gimbel, and we're going to be checking out the Texas Roller Girls soon, too.
And don't forget American Bingo.
Bingo!
That's going to be a lot of fun.
So, hey, join us in discovering Austin. Find us on Twitter at The Austinaut.
Also, if you'd like to sponsor our podcast, just go to our blog and click on the contact button. Let us know about your business. We'd be happy to give your business a 30 to 45 second plug.
If you'd like to invite the Austinaut out to check out your event, you can just click on the link that says invite at the top right corner of our homepage.
And we really hope you've enjoyed today's Austinaut podcast. I think that's a wrap, Britt. Any last words before we close?
See you soon.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.